USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A pair of voting bills that would strip states of their rights when it comes to setting up their own rules and regulations and make things federalized are doomed to fail in the Senate. The bills are being debated on the Senate floor, but Democrats need 60 votes to end debate and proceed to a vote. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer saying the right to vote is the wellspring of American democracy.
How will the members of this body expand and protect the most basic right, the right to vote, from forces right now in the 21st century conspiring to take it away?
Republicans on the Senate floor pointing out the fact that New York and Delaware, both Democratic-run states, have more restrictive voting measures than Georgia. President Biden set to hold his first news conference since March at the White House. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, go sonsofliberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. Go sonsofliberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose go sonsofliberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. Go sonsofliberty.com.
West Virginia Democratic Senator Joe Manchin is sticking to a long-held position regarding the filibuster.
Pushing the narrative of nationalizing elections, Senate Majority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer told lawmakers Tuesday they're going after the 60-vote filibuster rule in order to get the legislation passed. The John Lewis Voting Rights Advancement Act and the Freedom of Vote Act are needed, as Schumer accused state-level Republicans of trying to take away the vote from younger, black and brown, elderly, minority, and low-income voters. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin at a press conference says there are already laws on the books to prevent what Schumer is talking about.
The law's there, the rules are there, and basically the government. The government will stand behind them and make sure they have a right to vote.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
A settlement is being reached between the University of Michigan and the victims of former school doctor Robert Anderson. Over 1,000 survivors will share a $490 million fund. This is USA Radio News.
The greatest radio shows of all time.
Frank Sinatra as Rocky Fortune.
Classic radio theater.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
The story of Dr. Kildare.
The Pepsodent Show, starring Bob Hope.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or wherever podcasts are served, just by searching for Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. That's Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Some major international flights in the United States are being canceled on Wednesday. Emirates and Air India, among two of the bigger airlines that have announced they're canceling flights over concerns about the potential impact that 5G cell phone service could have on airplane technologies. On Tuesday, President Biden said his administration has been working with wireless carriers and airlines to chart a path forward for 5G deployment and aviation to safely coexist. Dennis Tasier is a pilot with American Airlines. He believes some of the steps being taken by the government and the wireless carriers are the correct ones.
Well, certainly the step forward, I think Delta mentioned that, is in the right direction, protecting some of our airports. Well, now we're looking at which airports. And I just received last night from American Airlines, for my aircraft, the 737, 25 pages about the potential effects of 5G interference to my aircraft. That's if I go into a 5G airport. So we're looking at what airports are protected and what airports are not.
A new poll from National School Choice Week found that 52% of parents have considered or are considering moving their children to new schools in the past year. Respondents citing education quality and COVID-based disruptions as the top reasons for their looking into a change in schools. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.